Okay, let's stop right there. I'll get back to the Magna Carta in a couple of minutes, but before I do, I would have you think with me if you will. Men will worship wood. They'll worship stone. They'll worship molten images. As a matter of fact, in Acts 19:27, Scripture tells us, speaking of the goddess Diana, that all Asia and the world worshipeth her. In Acts 19:35, it also tells us, what man is there who knoweth not that the city of the Ephesians is a worshiper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? I'm not making this up. Oh, what men will worship. He has no limits. Let me show you some more. There was Ashtaroth. This goddess was of the Canaanites, which was connected with the fertility and maternity. Baal, sometimes called Bel, was the supreme god among the Canaanites, worshipped in many forms, but often as a sun god or a storm god. He was allegedly a fertility god who supposedly made the earth bear crops and women bear children. Rites sometimes involved with Baal worship included cult prostitution and sometimes even human sacrifice. Then there was Chemosh, the subduer. This was the national god of the Moabites and was also worshipped by the Ammonites. Rites involving this god were said to be cruel also and may have involved human sacrifice. Then there was Dagon. This god of the Philistines had the body of a fish and a human head and had hands in his statues. Dagon was a god of water and grain. Then we have Marduk. This god of the Babylonians was associated with the fertility and the vegetation. Then we have Milcom. This national god of the Ammonites was associated with divination, seeking knowledge of the future through occultic means, strongly forbidden by God. Child sacrifice was sometimes connected with Milcom. He was also among the false gods worshipped by Solomon at the close of his reign. Moloch and Molech were variations of this false god. As a matter of fact, ancient Egypt had more than 40 false gods, although none are mentioned by name in the Bible. They included such false gods as Re, the creator sun god, Isis, the goddess of magic, Osiris, the lord of the afterlife, and the list goes on. What about the golden calves, which occurs twice in the Bible? P.S. Bull worship was popular during this period. This was the making of the golden calf, which reflected Israel's disloyalty to God. Israel broke its promise of obedience, became disloyal to God, and committed the sin of idolatry. The people of Israel violated the demands of the covenant by making an idol to represent the God who redeemed them from their slavery in Egypt.
We will not live by your commandments, we're free!
Israel misunderstood the nature of their God. The invisible, intangible God becomes visible and tangible through the image of the golden calf. Or so they thought. By making the golden calf, the people of Israel changed the personal, active God into an idol and an impersonal object who cannot see or speak or even act. By making the golden calf, Israel became disloyal to God and unfaithful to the God who had redeemed them from their oppressive situation. And for all of this, friends, in the face of the Lord's clear commandments not to do it. Scripture is clear when he tells us, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, a god to suit your sin, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth." But yet, man rebels. Sounds pretty crazy, doesn't it? Some might even say, well, that was the past, and that would never, or could it ever happen today in the present.
Bulls were baited and sold here in the city sanctuary for centuries.
Friends, today men idolize sports icons, they worship musical icons, they make idols of Hollywood movie actors, and believe it or not, they will even worship politicians. For example, of Herod the king, The people said, it is the voice of a god and not of a man. During the crucifixion, the people shouted, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them. Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, the choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government. Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, in regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
you
shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I've got a lot to cover, so I'm just going to get right to it. I want to go ahead and start a video for you, and this is what is going on. I don't know if you've seen this or not, folks, but you see these all these victims coming from the the Middle East, namely Somalia. From war-torn countries and, all the abuses that they've suffered, how they come into America, and then once they get into America, they begin to attack the system. Here, let me give you a prime example of what I've been trying to tell you. And this is happening in real time, right before your faces, concerning, again, how they are not the victims in any sense of the word.
On the march in the great state of Michigan. Well, there are growing concerns to that end tonight after the mayor of Dearborn suggested that he wanted to remove a Christian resident there by the name of Edward Barham, simply for voicing opposition to naming a street sign there after an alleged Hamas sympathizer named Osama Siblani.
You are a bigot, and you are a racist.
Some Muslim.
You are an Islamophobe. And although you live here, I want you to know as mayor, you are not welcome here. And the day you move out of the city will be the day that I launch a parade celebrating the fact that you moved out of the city.
Wow. Well, in a statement to the Big Weekend show, Siblani claims Barham is the sole person making the allegations against him. But video shows that last September, Siblani actually attended a pro-Hezbollah rally with Mayor Hamoud, where he praised the deceased terrorist leader.
They are starting to go in. Believe me, they will take care of the job. We are going to take you back to Poland.
This is in America, folks. This is in Dearborn, Michigan. They're here for the purpose of creating domestic insurrection.
Ah, and this follows what some critics have disturbed, or rather described as a rather disturbing pattern in Dearborn.
They're saying death to America, death to America. See, folks, I just want to make clear that you understand.
All right, Kaylee.
They're not here because they're the victims. They're here to conquer. They're here to overthrow who we are. In every example that has come from these individuals that have been playing the victims has shown us that they are not in any sense of the word a victim, but they are in fact the perpetrator. I don't know why people don't understand that. This isn't stereotyping. I'm just here to tell you this is America, and they're to come into America and they're to assimilate to our ways. We are not in what are we seeing, friends? Speaking of that, they're here to come into America. They're afforded asylum constitutionally. That's a fact. And then they're given the opportunity to come into America and to assimilate to our ways. What do? They come in and they attack our ways of life, and they want to establish the same sort of systematic government that allegedly abused them inside of our country. That's an act of treason. We've seen Ilhan Omar do it. We've seen Rashida Tlaib do it. We folks, you got to wake up as to what's going on. And what's also interesting about what I said concerning the word assimilation, isn't it also interesting how you have your said governors, treasonous governors, Article 3, Section 3, and treasonous mayors in the United States of America concerning particular states and cities throughout the United States, they are browbeating the American people to basically conform to them, to assimilate to them that come in from foreign countries. I want to say this. For those that are succumbing to this and those that are going along with it, you need to leave the country. You are not worthy to be called an American. Do you have enough common sense to know that what they're doing is treasonous? I mean, again, look to the example of the European people that are learning the hard way, that are now standing up after they suffered the abuse, only to sit back now, or to stand up, I should say, and say that we wish we would have never submitted to this in the first place. Now they're standing up and they're demanding their said representatives to deport these criminals, these treasonous individuals that are here to do what? To assimilate? Nope. To conquer. Now, let me show you this as well. I got about 4 minutes before my first hard break. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Does Sharia law, does the likes of an Ilhan Omar, does the likes of a Keith Ellison, the Rashida Tlaibs of the world, do they have a right to operate within the halls of government? Absolutely not. Why? Because the Quran within itself runs antithetical to who we are as a people. So how is it that they're in office in the first place? And furthermore, for all of their treasonous innuendos and incitements creating domestic insurrection in the United States of America, one has to ask, where's the FBI to actually deport these criminals for inciting domestic insurrection in the means of destabilizing and overthrowing? Boy, that sounds like the CIA, doesn't it? Hold on to that thought. Let me show you that it is incompatible concerning those people in office today, and they must be removed and deported. Listen,
Congressman, let's start with Dearborn Heights. This is incredibly concerning.
Going back to Dearborn,
to see on our law enforcement everything on that badge translated into Arabic.
No, that's exactly right. You know, Teddy Roosevelt once said that we are one nation, we have one flag and one language. And that's what we ought to have, and that's what binds us together.
They're giving them, in Dearborn, friends, I just want to make clear, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or before it's news, you can clearly see that in Gretchen Whitmer, who's committed the act of treason against the Michiganites, how many times over, who still remains, along with her and her lesbian attorney general, who are attacking and assailing the people of the state of Michigan, they are the ones that gave oversight and permission for this to happen. But what they did is they basically gave Dearborn Heights, the police department, basically makes mandatory to those that want it to have a Muslim badge on their American uniforms. No joke.
And I asked him a question. I said, is the advance of Islam and Sharia law consistent with the values of Western civilization? And he answered very plainly and very clearly, no, they are not. And this is something that we're seeing happen, not just in Dearborn, but right here in Texas. We're seeing it happen, whether you're talking about Epic City, whether you're talking about the advancement and the push of the spread of Islam and pushing for Sharia law in Texas. It's a real problem and something that would be front and center for me as Attorney General.
Of course, everybody's talking about running for Attorney General, and then once they get into position, what do? They turn on the American people just like the rest of them. He was just highlighting the fact as to what's going on in Greg Abbott's state, who is a Zionist, whose allegiance is to Zion, Israel, right? Rothschild's Israel. They use Muslims to sweep away their opposition. Goyim, that's me and you. Are you paying attention, Americans? The Muslims are here to to be used as a political battering ram to remove political oppositions concerning those that need to establish a global order. It's exactly what's going on. We'll be right back. We've got much to cover. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with him, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does. And the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. I don't know that we got a phone call up there, but I don't see no name, no topic. I've seen it there for about 5 minutes now. Texas, do we have a call up there? Because I see it. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, remember that this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Corinthians 11:1, read it. John 14:6, read it. John 8:32, John 8:36, read it. Acts 4:12, read it. You'll understand, okay? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. He was absolutely 100% true. And right, I should say, in the truth that he spoke. So let me go on here, folks. I just want to kind of take this as we go. I've got a bunch of tabs up here concerning the information I want to convey to you. Again, feeling what's more important and giving you pertinent information as to what needs to be brought in front of you rather than what the mainstream media is distracting you from, because that's exactly why they're set up. They're distractors. That's what controlled opposition does. There's new video surfacing. I'm just going to, again, we're not going to spend the whole show on this, but I do want to bring it up. But there's new video surfacing right now concerning the the odds of a 30-odd six doing what it allegedly did concerning this alleged assassination with Charlie Kirk. And military experts are saying it was not a 30-odd six, and the videos are showing that what a 30-odd six does, it will literally blow up the person's head. And if it hit Charlie's neck, allegedly, it would have blew his neck off. And I know that by firsthand experience because I was friends with Sam Kyle and Andrew Young and Roger Wilkins from the Justice Department in Washington, D.C., and a preacher that was standing right next to Martin Luther King, where he was shot by an assassin's bullet, a sniper, and it was a mushroom bullet, and it blew half his neck off concerning MLK. Okay, so again, I'm not giving you experience or understanding outside of school. We don't do that here. We only speak of those things that we've been tried in. And as they say, friends, we can only speak according to our testimony, not outside of it. And one of those things is that the FBI is trying to sell the American people who this patsy is. I can honestly say I have yet to heard, or should I say I have yet to hear, anybody say that the kid that they delivered up, because for the most part across the country, people were already waiting for the FBI to lie about what allegedly took place there. Well, they delivered up the film, you know, a couple days later, right? It's not like they didn't have the film. Although, I do want to say this. Remember, there was four cameras around Charlie Kirk that were high-def cameras. We have still yet to see any of that film. Just wanted to make sure that you knew those cameras were right there. But again, the FBI comes in days later and says, we got it. We got this kid on top of a building. And so they sold that to us. Everybody said right on cue. Everybody was already waiting for the lone gun sniper patsy. Although we know as a fact the shot came from Charlie's right, allegedly, because that's where the shot came from. Remember, there was a distraction shot, friends, where everybody turned around and looked, and then all of a sudden Charlie was shot. I don't think people are weighing that out. Okay? They were distracted, firstly, to look back. And then he was shot. Okay? People thought it was fireworks, remember? But now what they're doing is they're trying to tell us this is the kid. Nobody's buying the patsy. They did this little by little, right? And then all of a sudden, here comes this magic bullet theory. Just like JFK and just like RFK. Friends, exact same scenarios. Their fingerprints are all over this. He comes out now with a magic bullet theory saying, oh, it was a 30-odd six and it was lodged in his neck. Impossible. It's impossible for that to happen. And I showed you the videos yesterday, and I'm not going to show them to you today for the sake of I don't want to spend the whole show on this again. But I do want you to check this out. We are being lied to is the headline. And this is a live feed from the mainstream media where Cash Patel, this clown, this joke, by the way, they're laughing at you as you're laughing at him. This is the clown they put up to be the FBI director that's allegedly telling you the truth now when everybody in conscience already knows that they're being lied to by this scoundrel. And that's exactly what he is. It's not name calling. Look up the definitions. He's a scoundrel like the rest of them are. But they're asking real questions now, and I want you to listen to this because remember the whole story, and a story it is, a fictitious story that they gave us concerning this patsy and the gun that nobody could see. You remember this? Yeah. This is what they want you to believe, though. They're adding insult to injury. Why? Because they're talking down on you, Americans. They're doing that because they're condescending. They're laughing at you behind closed doors. This is why the people must hold them accountable for their crimes. But I want you to listen to this, and it's real short, but again, just bringing you to another topic. Check this out.
15 feet. Mm-hmm. He drops down to the grass below, Mr. Director. We do not see anything that looks like a gun in his pants. We don't see it. Where is the gun, according to the FBI, in this video? And I understand that this is just surveillance from quite a distance, and it's grainy. But we don't see anything there.
Yeah. Well, as we know, and look, I walked the steps myself when I got to the crime scene at the university there.
Well, as long as Cash walked the steps, I guess because he said that, we can now see this imaginary gun that they want us to believe that he had.
What happened was the shooter, as you saw, jumped off the rooftop, and then we retraced his steps to where he discarded the firearm in a wooded area next to the campus. And I walked that ravine. and he discarded the firearm in its entirety with the towel wrapped around it. And one of the critical pieces of information...
But nobody's seen it. That was the question. What did he do? He diverted from the question, and he averted it, and he basically, what they call stonewalling, he didn't directly answer the question.
What we were able to pull was DNA off the towel, and also DNA off a screwdriver that was found on the rooftop where the shooter was positioned in a prone position to take the shot.
You know what people are saying, friends? That was it. You know what they're saying? How stupid do they think we really are? You know what people are saying, friends? How stupid do they really think we are? That's stupid. Really? That's stupid. That's how stupid they think you are. I wanted to show you this as well. Wanted to kind of throw this out there because I want to make sure that my listeners understand that the mainstream media's objective is to ostracize you. The reason they want to ostracize you is because if you don't fall in line with their narrative, then they want to basically, in the a process of ostracizing you, make you feel like you're the only one that thinks the way that you think, when in fact the majority are questioning what took place there. I want you to listen to this mother. And again, listen to the details concerning her observation concerning this memorial that allegedly took place. This memorial that took place for Charlie Kirk's alleged assassination. Listen to this mother.
Show you how unbiased I am. No one else think that... I mean, I know everybody is praising Erica Kirk. Oh, she forgave him. I didn't find that to be very sincere or truthful. They're like, I'm sorry, I just don't believe that she's forgiving anyone if that happened. Like, if they did offer her husband, I don't believe that she's there forgiving, no matter what religion you're from. When my son passed away in a car crash, I wasn't able to get up for days. Literally, physically, I couldn't get up. I couldn't speak for weeks. And she's at this memorial, full glam, no tears, sniffling nose that just looked like bad acting, full glam, laughing and hugging and smiling with Trump. Now, one could say she was happy for the outcome of the memorial. Sure, cool. Still, if you are grieving that bad for such a huge loss, hey, maybe she's stronger than all of us, but... Yeah, I... No.
She's saying...
I'm going to show you
No, folks, she can't put into words what she wants to put into words because she knows that this whole event has been staged. That's what she's saying. This is crazy. Here's another mother. I just wanted the mothers to hear from the heart of a mother concerning what they observed there. Because they're asking, where were the adults? Where were the parents of that of Charlie Kirk? And where were the parents of Erica Kirk? Doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd that nobody's seen the parents? Well, outside of the fact that we know Erica's parents, they work for Homeland Security. And did you know that Charlie Kirk's dad works for Donald Trump? You also know that Erica Kirk was introduced to Charlie Kirk from Donald Trump. Oh, folks. So it should come as no surprise as to the only people that you see at this memorial are all these politicians and business people, because they want what they invested in. They want to extract dividends from what they invested in. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you another mother really quick. Again, we're just shooting from the hip. We're getting you to think outside of the box, and I don't want you to feel like you're ostracized, because a majority of the people in this country are asking these questions. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's our social media platform. Go to the store. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing. Check us out on beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Folks, we do have those phone lines up, okay? So if you want to use them, that's what they're there for. We have the lines open. We had a phone call up there, but I wasn't sure if it was a direct call to the show or what it was, so I was asking the question. But if you'd like to call in, now's the time, 281-845-4704. I want to get back over to the point that I was just making, friends, concerning mothers asking real questions concerning what was going on with this Charlie Kirk memorial. Again, let's listen to what Mom has to say here.
Off. How can you have a memorial service for someone and your extended family isn't there? Your widow's extended family isn't there. The only people that are there are business partners, colleagues, co-workers, and the Trump administration. Where are the siblings, the aunties, the uncles, the mamas, the daddies? Not even hers. You have to question that. Like, all the conspiracy theories out there, right? Is he still alive? And that's why his family's like, I'm not going to mourn him if he's on that island over there. Or something. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't understand how you can have a memorial service without any of your family members.
You think? I mean, folks, this is what people are asking. They're the most basic questions any normal human being would be asking. Listen, folks, this show is purposed to give voice to the people. Let me say this. I'm a representative, okay, in the sense of following the Christ as an ambassador to serve the people. But I'm serving all of us in the sense of bringing forth the truth and the voice of those that haven't had the opportunity to get it out there. That's what I want to do here. Us peasants have a voice too, and I'm saying that in a demeaning way because that's what they want us to believe that we are. And they want us all to believe that we're too stupid to figure out what's going on here. That's what they want. I want to show you something. Did you know that right after Erica Kirk took over, first of all, TPUSA didn't want her to be the CEO, but remember the ties that she had with Donald Trump, okay? They know where that money came from, and they know that they have to now pay the piper, right? But what's interesting to note is she also has taken over TPUSA, and instead of taking the narrative that Charlie, right, was talking against, now they're adhering to it. There's another reason people need to think about what's going on here. But did you know that Turning Point USA and their up-and-coming tours will now promote, listen carefully, will now promote unity and cooperation among different faiths or religions, right? It says religions, which should be a red flag to any Bible-believing Christian. They just announced a tour featuring speakers including a practicing Hindu, a Mormon, and Roman Catholics. I want you to listen. Here's a little lineup of short list of the speakers because people don't pay attention. They don't learn from history, so it's repeating itself again. Listen to those that are leading you through the controlled operation called the mainstream media, namely Fox News. Michael Knowles is a practicing Catholic and is a proponent of the traditional Latin Mass. Megyn Kelly identifies as Catholic. Glenn Youngkin is an Anglican Christian. Vivek Ramaswamy, practicing Hindu. These are all speakers. Glenn Beck, this off-kilter goofball is what he is. He's going to be one of the speakers. Tucker Carlson, all CIA connected. He's going to show a mix of traditional Episcopalian beliefs and a movement towards Catholicism. They're going to use Usha Vance, not scheduled yet. She's a practicing Hindu. And Erica Kirk, who is a devout Catholic. Doesn't Scripture tell us not to be deceived? Didn't Jesus say that I am the way, the truth, and no one comes to the Father but by me? Yep. Do you see what just happened here, friends? Is anybody paying attention to the fact that all of what Charlie was speaking out against, they just adhered to it? This reminds me of Johnson after the assassination of Kennedy, when Kennedy wanted to remove our military from Vietnam. 2 days after the assassination, Johnson reversed the order. Well, that's what Erica Kirk just did. And for all of those, I just want to make clear on this too. You have to understand that all of these controlled operatives say good things, but it's the poison that they throw in there through omission, or they advertently throw it in purposely. Candace Owens is one of these. Last week, Candace Owens said on a broadcast, I played it for you just a couple days ago, where she said, I'm one of the TPUSA Masons over there. She just got done telling you what this is all about. Folks, these people on a worldwide basis that think that they have ultimate control and they think that they're in the safe zone right now, which are actually not in the safe zone. What they're trying to do is they're trying to lead the people to create war against God. Read Micah 3:5, and it's not going to fare well for any of us that tolerate it. Read also Isaiah 28, verse 18. These people want to test their steel against an almighty God, a holy God, and a righteous God. Psalm 97. Okay, that's on them. I don't want that to be on us. And the way that we're not going to allow that to happen to us is when we hold them accountable in keeping the commandments of the Lord and bringing judgment and justice upon the heads of what they mean to do. Because we're being lied to on a 24/7 basis. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? I want to show you this video, and I want you to listen carefully. I see the callers. Just hold up with me, please. I want you to listen carefully. This is a Zionist rabbi, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says. Because there's a couple guys here, and I could spend a week downloading videos showing you who's behind what's going on here, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis. Just ask Mylakowski. Just ask what they call or what they've led you to believe that Mr. Bibi Netanyahu, who is really Mylakowski, who's Polish and is not Hebrew, just go ahead and listen to what he's doing and follow him, because remember, when you watch him, remember, he's their representative. And tell me, folks, when you pull the curtain back, if this is not what you're seeing and hearing from the same group of people.
From among all the descendants of Esau.
He's talking about from all the descendants of Esau.
Descendants of Amalek.
The descendants of Amalek.
Male and female, young and old.
And that's why Amalek is so terrible.
It's so terrible. And it has to be totally uprooted. Therefore,
this is the country that Donald Trump is supporting with your tax dollars, by the way.
God tells us we should erase their...
God tells us we should erase their memory.
And we should eradicate...
We should eradicate them
from the face of the earth.
From the face of the earth.
Who is Amalek?
Who is Amalek, he said.
Amalek comes from Esau.
Amalek comes from Esau.
Esau
was a brother to Jacob.
The brother to Jacob.
Esau, who in modern day terms is really
basically... Here's the other guy. He was asked the question, who's Esau? Listen carefully.
Certainly one of them is America.
One of them is America. It's Goyim. It's the Gentiles. It's the white people. Listen to where this is coming from.
Esau became Edom.
Esau became Edom, which is a nation.
Edom became Rome.
Instead of it being Rome,
it became Christianity.
I mean, folks, they're devils. Revelation 3:9. That's what they are.
Christianity, of course, ultimately became Western civilization. So Esau today is really Western civilization.
Esau today is really Western civilization. He's equating us to the unblessed. Okay? That's what he's doing. This is the same spirit of Antichrist that crucified Christ.
But the new Rome, United States.
Okay, rabbis in Israel calling for the death and persecution of Christians in America. Okay? I got a question. Why was Charlie Kirk just talking out against the crimes of Netanyahu, Mylakowski? Why was he questioning modern-day Israel? And before you know it, folks, brand new information. September 23rd, today, isn't it interesting that Trump, again, just gives the largest grant in history to Jewish org to counter pathology of anti-Semitism? Anybody aware of what the Bolsheviks were? Anybody understand that Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin? Do you all understand that these were Jews of the synagogue of Satan? They call themselves communists, Marxists. They call themselves parasites. They declare that they serve and worship Lucifer. No joke. Isn't it interesting that Donald Trump would take more money? Not only are we being used to fight their wars for them, not only is Donald Trump taking money from the American people to support the ideology or the ideologies of those that mean to destroy the West. I'm not making it up. You can see it right in front of your face. The People's Voice. Trump gives largest grant in history to Jewish org to counter pathology of anti-Semitism. Folks, the Bolsheviks, They created something called anti-Semitism when it didn't exist. Do you see how the Sodomites, they say they're the victims when in fact they don't have the shield, they have the spear? Do you see how the Muslims falling in close pursuit, they don't have to use the shield because no one's attacking them when in fact we find the spear in their hands because they're attacking? It's the exact same thing that we're seeing from none other than Netanyahu and modern-day Zionists. And they want to call anybody that calls them out for their crimes against humanity anti-Semites. You understand? I'll be right back. I'll take those phone calls. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall and prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible is occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Salube. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I still got much to cover here over the next 8 minutes. I got Jason, my friend, calling in from Indianapolis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Bradley. How you been, man?
I am just on my game, and I am telling you what, I'm on top of being on top of my game.
That's what's up. Yeah, I've been listening to you for a while. I've just been kind of taking a step back and just kind of trying to use some discernment with this whole, like, Charlie Kirk thing, and there's a lot going on, and I think this, honestly, Bradley, I think this is starting to wake some people up because I'm starting to notice.
Yep.
I'm having guys that, you know, in the past I couldn't even... It was like that. You get that fluoride stare from them when you would talk to them, and now they're actually like asking questions. So that's a good start.
Yep. Amen.
But that being said, we're still dealing with a lot of very weak, effeminate men who just don't want to stand up and do anything. And I see it every day, man. They walk around with their 3%er shirts on and their, you know, America First, this and that. And they're like 400 pounds. And I'm like, dude, you're not even going to be able to run from anything. Like, but the time to run is done. Like, it's time to make a stand. And we are in a war right now between good and evil. And I don't think a lot of people have a quite understanding of how this is all going to really play out. I mean, your rights and your liberties are all being stolen right out from underneath your nose, and all this stuff with the foreigners. I mean, this is all being done purposefully. And I mean, yep. You say it. I mean, you know, here's the thing, Bradley. True words have never been spoken by you. And I think that is what woke me up years ago when I started listening to some of the things you were saying and actually absorbing the information instead of just, you know, I'm always online searching. But anyway, make a long story short, I just wanted to say thank you and just wanted to kind of touch base with you. And just see how you were doing, and that's really about it. I'm in the middle of the process of moving right now, so it's been extremely busy for me.
Amen.
But I just want to touch base, say thank you for everything, and just may God bless you and keep you and your family. And just reach out to me if there's anything I can do, okay?
Amen. Totally appreciate you, guy. Thank you for the phone call. I was going to respond with, I got another phone call, and I'm trying to get as much as I can into this show that I possibly can. But Jason, you can run, but you cannot hide. America's sin is finding them out, Numbers 32:23. When you talk about the foreigners, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, we're being invaded right now through a siege. Scripture calls it. That means a slow takeover. This is happening from federal and state governments, and I'm talking about through the act of treason, and they are being used to come in and create domestic insurrection. This is what the CIA does, said John Stockton. They send the CIA in to destabilize countries. This is exactly how they do it. And really, at the end of the day, it is the judgment of God. And I wanted to say something about that 3%er that you were talking about in effeminate, because I thought that was great the way that you put that together. It's interesting how they wear those tough shirts, right? And they got these shirts on, and they got these little tags on, or they got these badges on, and they want everybody to believe that they're a man of authority. And yet, you know, like you said, they're effeminate. It's like there's so many people across the country that know what's wrong with the country, but they're afraid to actually stand up to it. Well, that's what encourages the enemy in the first place, okay? Because when you're fearless, your enemy is powerless. That's what you have to understand. But it's also interesting to take note, and I respond to Jason, and I know that you're listening, Jason, is the fact that, you know, they know all the football scores, don't they? They know all the names on the jerseys, don't they? They know all of their favorite politicians, and then they have just a little Jesus in there somewhere, right? And they have it completely backwards. And they're a bunch of hypocrites, and everybody sees them for who they are, except them. And then what they do is they surround themselves with other people that are just like them, that are just as worthless as they are, those that don't deserve the freedoms that they have. I see it all day long. I just talked to my friend who's a sheriff in Michigan just yesterday. We were going back and forth, and I was talking about real men, and he said, well, send them my way. He goes, I can't find those kind of guys around here. That's a sad day in America, isn't it? It absolutely is. I'm going to go ahead and take Monk from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, thank you, Bradley. Just two things. I own a 30-06, and the only way you can have it broke down is take it to a smith and have it bayonet connection or thread it. You cannot fool around with a screwdriver on when you're about to shoot somebody.
Yep.
And that won't. And plus, it won't fit under a regular towel. You need a beach towel to cover up a 30-06.
Yep.
The other thing is, when politicians run for office, and when they get elected, they need to open the Bible to Acts on chapter 5, verses 1-11. Ananias and his wife Sapphira.
Yep.
They can't be taking PAC money when they run for office, and after they get in office.
Yeah, what verse did you say again, Monk? I didn't hear that part.
Chapter 5, verses 1-11.
That's right. I just wanted to make sure.
Ananias and his wife, they carried out by their feet.
Yep, and they lied to the Holy Ghost, and that was the end of it. Yeah, but see, people don't think that that sort of stuff takes place in the New Testament, but judgment's actually more severe in the New Testament than it was in the Old. But go on.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm all for it. I just had to get that out.
Amen. And, I appreciate you, guy. Yeah, I appreciate you, and I love hearing from you. Again, thank you for the phone call. I want to show you something, friends, because, again, they want us to think, they want you to believe that we're this stupid, okay? I want you to see this really quick. See this right here? It says, Trump gives largest grant in history to Jewish org to counter pathology of anti-Semites. See, folks, one of the things that Charlie Kirk said is, isn't it kind of odd that I can speak out against my government concerning corruption, but I better not say anything about Netanyahu and his corruptions? Though in the fact, folks, that Netanyahu himself is an international war criminal. He's being impeached by his own people right now. He's under investigation. He was impeached by his own people during the pandemic because 75% of the people didn't take the shot because they said it was a mandatory genocide. That's why they removed him. But this said President Donald Trump wants you to believe that he's the coolest thing since sliced bread. Well, no, Donald's just as guilty as Netanyahu is. The only difference between Donald and Mayakovsky is the fact that Donald's being extorted because of his crimes in the Epstein files that he's doing his best to conceal. You understand? Here, I want to show you something. Because, again, you need to see this, and I need to get this off as quick as I possibly can. Listen carefully, just to show you that this is a uniparty system, and exposing none other than AIPAC, Netanyahu, and Mayakovsky's Israel. Remember the money that Israel uses to basically control as handlers, our said representatives on both sides of the aisle. Remember that money that comes from them was taken from you by your government to give to them to control your said politicians. Did you hear me right? That's where that money's coming from. Okay? Listen to this.
Israel influence American politicians. Above, we have the top Republican in Congress and how Mike much Johnson, Israel pays 800,
in. And the top- they gave Mike Johnson $823,000. They gave, who's a supposed Republican, it doesn't exist, friends, if you're a first-time listener or a watcher. Democrat doesn't constitutionally exist neither. Hakeem Jeffries, $1,298,000. Wait a second. I thought Israel and the Jews hated the Muslims. No, they're using the Muslims to sweep away their political opposition. That would be me and you, white people. Did you know that?
A Democrat in Congress and how much Israel pays him, too. And here's Nancy Pelosi explaining her dedication to Israel.
$618,000 to Nancy Pelosi.
If this capital crumbles to the ground, the one thing that would remain.
She said Nancy Pelosi, who should be indicted and charged for her crimes against the people of California and the United States, she took $618,250 from AIPAC. She just got done saying if this capitalistic country of ours was to fall to the ground, she said there's one country that would stand. It would be Israel.
Is our commitment to
aren't
our
you
aid.
Aren't you kind of
I don't even call it aid, our cooperation.
I don't want to say astonished, but taken
back. But it's
back.
Not just Congress. Look at all these other high positions that have to go give big speeches to Israeli lobbyists.
98% of all your said representatives show allegiance with a dual citizenship, which is unconstitutional, to Zionist Israel. Why? Because they're controlled.
Dedications and promises. Here's Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. He's in charge of communicating between the president and the military, and that's who he works for. In fact, here's AIPAC. Last four presidents all given speeches before AIPAC, too, Republican and Democrat.
All the presidents.
And then we have other big conflicts of interest, such as Anthony Blinken, who's Secretary of State. It's his job to advise the president on everything to do with foreign countries and what's going on in the world. And he has a dual citizenship with Israel. Is it any wonder why our White House is so biased to helping Israel in all political decision-making in the Middle East? And we got Janet Yellen, Secretary of Treasury,
folks,
who's in charge of our economy.
Being...
And guess who she's aligned with? Merrick Garland, who's in charge of the Department of Justice,
driven by those that are controlled by modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel.
Too highly influenced by a foreign country.
Okay, Attorney General Merrick was as well. I want to show you another something here. If we run out of time, radio show hosts or listeners or affiliates, I will pick up portions of what I missed today because there's some very important information I want to convey over to you. And I'll pick it up with my affiliates tomorrow, but my social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Just hold up a minute. Okay, now we're off radio. This is what I want to show you, friends. This is craziness. The way we've been raised to believe certain things, we have to turn around and see what is true and what is not. And it's not so much to just question that, first and foremost, yes, indeed. But ask the question after that, where is this coming from? Who's driving the narrative and why? It's important that you do. Have you guys ever seen that movie, speaking again of Rothschild's Israel? Okay? The Bolsheviks. The Jews of the synagogue of Satan ask them. If you're new here, I played the video from Jacob Rothschild probably five times. This is all their creation, modern day Israel. All of the prime ministers since 1948, every single one of them has fallen under an alias that is not their name, and nor have they been from Israel. It's all, folks, it's the seat of power for Satan himself. And they want you to believe that it's the Lord. And this is the Israel of God. Nonsense. See, this is where they lost the narrative. This is where so many people across the world are standing up. And if you're new here, do you remember when all the colleges stood up concerning what was happening to the Palestinians? And then the said administration came in and said, we need to deport them. But remember, it was Donald Trump's administration that said, what we need to do is we need to, I mean, just out of thin air, we need to stop this anti-Semitism. In other words, really what he's saying, after you see through it, we need to stop these young people from exposing who's responsible for the crimes that are taking place. The kids were telling you the truth. The young people have to stand up and fight because they see what's been thrown on them. And they're doing it like nobody's business. And they discern like nobody's business, friends. Okay? And before we knew it, Donald Trump came out and said, we need to not only stop this anti-Semitism, which doesn't exist, but they also proposed in Congress to change the word of God, where the Jews that were responsible for, of the synagogue of Satan, that were responsible for crucifying Jesus Christ, we need to remove some of them scriptures. Did you hear what I said? We need to remove some of those scriptures. We don't want the world to know who's responsible for what took place. Oh my goodness, friends. Keep digging. Keep digging, and this is where you're going to stop. Now, let's go back to the Jews of today. Do you guys remember back in the 90s, there was a movie that came out called Schindler's List? You guys all know what I'm talking about? You guys all remember the story, the fictitious story of Schindler's List? Oh, just hang on a second. You're going to see what I'm talking about. I want to show you the guy that's responsible for it. He's an illusionist, and his name is none other than Steven Spielberg, who is a Jew. He's a Zionist. Did you know that his book, Schindler's List, and his movie, Schindler's List, is completely from start to finish fictitious? It's made up. Can I ask you another question? Who are the victims in that movie? The Jews. Who is the monster? Adolf Hitler. Who owns Hollywood to drive the narrative? The Jews. Who owns the television networks? The Jews. Who owns your politicians? The Jews. Not the Jews of the Lord. The Jews of the synagogue of Satan. I want you to see this. This is inside of the book, Schindler's List. This book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either products of author's imagination or used fictitiously. Everything you've been told, friends, on so many fronts, you've been lied to by those that are driving the narrative. Who's driving the narrative? The Jews of the synagogue of Satan, the Bolsheviks. Okay? I want you to see this, because I'm going to play this for you, and I'm going to play it on the show tomorrow. I want you to listen carefully, because we go right to the root of the tree here, so you can see for yourself how it's all fictitious. It seems to me that the perpetrators, like I said, of the gays and the Muslims today and so many other groups that play the victims, it's like this. Have you ever seen these women that advocate for abortion? There's probably about 20 of them in the world. But the mainstream media takes a picture of 20 of them, and then what they do is they blow the story up like everybody's in support of murdering their own children. Nonsense. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Proverbs 6:17, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Thou shalt not murder. The government comes in, illegally sanctions the murder of the children in their own womb up to the equivalency of 80 million babies, right? What do the women do? They put a t-shirt on because the people that are illegally sanctioning abortion in the first place, they're the ones telling the women that are promoting abortion to wear a t-shirt that says, stop the war on women. The war on women. It's exactly what we're getting right now from the government with modern day Israel. Stop the war on Israel. It's not stop the war on Israel. It's stop Israel from warring against Goyim, Americans, and Europeans. And let me ask you another question, friends, because I know most of the people out there watching me right now know the answer. Who are the bankers? Jews? Are you starting to put together what's going on here? Why is Donald Trump so subservient to Mylakowski to do everything that he asks him to do? Why are we sending in our boys to fight for Mylakowski? Why is it that they've lost the narrative over and over and over again, but now what they're doing is they're picking it up by force, and now they're trying to say anybody that speaks out against the Jews, we're going to go ahead and silence you. Has anybody understood the first move that they made during the overthrow of Russia back in the 1920s and 30s? Just that. Do you see why people are standing up in masks, protesting the corruption they're seeing in your government right now? What did Pam Bondi just say the other day? We highlighted it on yesterday's radio show that we're going to stop anti-Semitism. There's no such thing. No. It's the Jews of the synagogue of Satan playing the victims while they're attacking the people worldwide. Okay? I just want to make clear you all understand that it's not a war on them, it's their war on us. Just like the women that wear the shirts, stop the war on women, it's not a war on women, it's the women warring against their own babies, the innocent. That's what's going on. And people are awakening to this. Let me go back just to show you who drove the narrative, Steven Spielberg, who is a Jew. By the way, he's been named in the Epstein files as well. He's been named along with Tom Hanks and a whole plethora of other criminals that are given those positions to drive a narrative that's not true in hopes of putting the perpetrators in the place of the victim. They're trying to invert the truth. They want the lie to be our truth and our truth to be the lie, and they want their lie to be our truth. Back and forth, Isaiah 5:20. I want to go back and I want to show you this because I'll tell you what, if this doesn't put a check on everything that you've been told, remember who drove the narrative. Remember who's driving the narrative. Remember who's driving the narrative today, who owns the networks, who owns Hollywood. Okay? It's the same people. Okay? Listen to this.
The film is based upon this book.
Schindler's List.
This book, Schindler's List. Now, as Mr. Zundel said, this book is a work of fiction.
Yeah.
Then, Mr. Zundel, you pointed out to me in so many places, and if you don't mind, I'm just going to take the liberty to read part of it here. This book, in the beginning, in the back, and front cover, says this is a work of fiction. Now, think what that... Well, let me read it to you here. This is in the very front cover. It says, this book is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Now, I'm going to let that soak in, friends. That's right out of the book here, Schindler's List. It also says this. It says, any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons living or dead is entirely coincidental. Now imagine.
Folks, can you believe that? Can you believe that? You guys, have you seen Ben Shapiro, who's a total Zionist? He just said it to Charlie Kirk 2 weeks ago. He's totally pro-modern-day Israel. Of course he is. He's also pro-let's silence opposers to us and our movement, our parasitical movement. Isn't it odd that he has been called up to congressional hearings over and over and over again, just like Charlie Kirk, who took $140 million annually from Jewish billionaires? Isn't it odd that Candace Owens is also called up to congressional hearings and they're all friends of the president? Go back to Ben Shapiro. Isn't it interesting that that's Antichrist, because that's what he is, equated on Joe Rogan's show that Jesus Christ is just a common criminal? And yet, oh, I love, he's got great things to say. Yeah, do you love his spirit of Antichrist too? How he's warring against you? Are you not paying attention? Wasn't it odd that when he was a little kid, he was in the White House playing on his violin Schindler's List? The author of Schindler's List says it's totally fictitious. It was sold to you by Steven Spielberg as a factual incident to only put them in the position of the victim. See, this is what people are awakening to. This is what the American people are awakening to, friends. I want to show you one more video, and then we're going to be done. Schindler's List was completely fictitious, said the author. But again, I'm just lying to your candor. Who sold it to you as being legitimate and real? Do you know Anne Frank's sister came out and said that much of what was sold to us is completely false? How many people have read that book, Anne Frank? What we need to do, friends, and we need to thank the Lord for giving us the light to see, we need to start questioning what it is that we've been taught. Because a lot of it is premised on lies. Lies coming from them that are driving the lying narrative. Okay? I want to show you the obviousness of as to what's going on here. We know that right after the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, Marco Rubio was in, I've been there in 92, by the way, too. But Marco Rubio went right to the Wailing Wall with Mylakowski. You again know him as Netanyahu, showing his allegiance to modern-day Israel. They're friends, they're showing their allegiance to Rothschild. Just, you have to understand that. And it's not just the current administration. I'm going to go ahead and name the names if you can't see them. It goes on for about 3 minutes. And what you're going to see is pretty much everybody you know. And the way that you know them is because those that are driving the narrative have their useful idiots with the cameras and microphones up to the mouth of those that are in this said administration and more. Again, I want you to see this for yourself so you can understand, folks, that we are in some serious trouble. But until we identify what the problem is, our sin is finding us out. It really is. But if the people resisted and obeyed, there was no way that the bad guy could get the door or his foot in the door. I've said this before in making my point. You guys hear of deep state all the time. It's a straw man. It doesn't exist. Is there government agencies and alpha organizations working for federal and state governments attempting to overthrow us? No doubt. There's no doubt. But it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for the politicians stealing our tax dollars and then allocating that money to those agencies that mean to rule over us or to uproot us. I like to say it this way too, because I've said this on the show with guests. There is no such thing as a deep state. Or what I'll do is I'll just say, can you do me a favor and define what a deep state is? Well, the deep state did this and the deep state did that and the deep state did that. I said, no, they didn't. Let's just go again back to the topic of abortion. That wasn't the deep state. It was the politicians obeying special interest to advocate what our laws condemned and the people at large allowed them to do it. So what do you mean the deep state? What about sodomy? It's felonious activity in every state in our country. In our country. It's a felony. Who advocated that? Was it the deep state? No, it's special interests, because what they want to do is demoralize the people, then destabilize the people, create crisis, and then come in with the strong hand and take control. That's what this is. It's exact. They create the problem, then they play the problem solver. Who advocated for sodomy? The Supreme Court. You got a lesbian on the Supreme Court, Elena Kagan. She queerified Harvard. You got John Roberts, who's pro-homosexual lobby. Folks, there's a lot of these people that you think are heterosexual that are actually sodomites, and they're what you would call transgenders. But where did that come from? Modern-day politicians working on the behalf of foreign powers that mean to destroy this country. What about the removal of the Ten Commandments? Well, if you lower the law, you dim the light by which man perceives his guilt, and no longer are they guilty. Who's been soft on crimes? Has it been the deep state? Nope, it's been the courts. Because the people didn't hold the courts accountable, because they're supposed to sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1, and because they didn't remove them, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecute them for their crimes, because most Americans don't understand that judges are supposed to sit during good behavior and discovering God's law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, that they just went along with it. So what do? They allow the politicians that normalize the crime, that signed it in through policy, which is unconstitutional. And what they do is the politicians that are guilty of it, they then, through a two-party system that doesn't exist, blame their opposition for what it is that they opened the door to. That's what's going on. And at the end of the day, Americans, we can all understand why we can see people are constantly saying that all the world is a stage, because people are entertained by the politicians that are destroying their perspective and respective countries. This is all us. This is all a reflection of what the people tolerate. When the people don't tolerate crime in the halls of government, first starting with the church, it all stops. They're all bad actors. They're all clowns in the circus of politics. That's what they are. You don't believe me? Here, go ahead and check this out and tell me, after watching this, where their allegiance is at. Now, I'm going to say this after this video. I'll probably say a couple words, and then we're going to close out the show. But if I get a couple phone calls, you can go ahead and call in. We're not on radio anymore. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And go ahead and weigh in. I'm curious. Pro or con, it doesn't matter. Jude 3 and 4. I'm here to contend for the faith. I'm here as a preacher of the gospel to defend it. Okay? And here we go. These are your said representatives. Where is their allegiance, and whom does it, who is it allied to? Okay, so we first got Barack Obama. I'm sorry, we first got Donald Trump. I'm going to go ahead and turn this music off. We first got Donald Trump at the Wailing Wall. Then we have Barack Obama. No difference. They're all appointed to do the same job. Okay? Then we have, after Barack, Bill Clinton at the Wailing Wall back in the 90s. Then we have Hillary Clinton, who's also Jewish, Synagogue of Satan. Joe Biden is at the Wailing Wall. Mike Pence. They're not, folks, these people are not at odds with each other. They're in it together. Here is Rand Paul. Oh, he's got to be a good one. No, Rand Paul is not. He's a traitor to the people as well. Not just because of this, but he is showing his allegiance to who? Modern day Rothschilds Israel. Okay, we got Rand Paul. We go on. Prince Williams. We have Pope Francis. This should pull down a bunch of the theories that are out there as to how they're different. No, he's submitted to as well. Now he's in hell where he belongs. But the bottom line is, friends, read Luke 16 when you get a moment. But remember that they're all allied to this power concerning the Rothschilds. And this is the truth that the American people are awakening to, and so is the world. We go on. Pope Francis is one. Justin Bieber is another one, folks. These people didn't get to the position as to where they're at today because they didn't take the deal. They didn't take the deal. Oh, folks, they took the deal. When Satan came to them through these angels of light, I don't know how you don't see that, 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, but what I want you to understand is when Satan came to Jesus, he said, bow down unto me and worship me, for this is all mine to give. And what did he say? It is written, thou shalt worship only the Lord, and only him alone, friends. We have Benjamin, who likes to stand next to all of these sellouts at the Wailing Wall. We all know that what we're seeing here, friends, is nothing short of their allegiance in this alliance. Okay, here's another one. JR, Mitt Romney, folks, they're not at war with each other. Mike Pompeo, head of the CIA, they're all sellouts. Vladimir Putin, this is where I'm humored. Oh, but China's at war with America, and America's at war with China, and Russia's at war with China, and Russia's at war with America. Nonsense. They're all calling forth a global order. Okay? Let's keep going here. Vladimir Zelensky, this sodomite, by the way, he was the one that took how many hundreds of millions of dollars of your tax dollars for Ukraine? And I'm just going to say this again because it's going to be proven true sooner or later, is that money was used to raise up an army. That was out of sight and out of mind. Nobody seen it. Nobody heard it. Nobody said it. But I'm telling you, that's what it was raised up for. We have none other than Boris Johnson selling out his allegiance. Emmanuel Macron, who's married to a man, by the way. I go on. Oh, I just clicked it back. I'm going to move up a little bit. I'm going to keep going, and I'll pick it up right here. Boris Johnson from England's another sellout. Macron, who's married to a man. Here's Ron DeSantis, another one. A Zionist dual. Hey, folks, he went over to Israel about a year and a half ago, and I warned people about this guy. But about a year and a half ago, he went over to modern-day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, and he signed on to, as the governor of Florida, he signed on to hate legislation. In other words, they want to enact anti-Semitism. The devil is doing his best to accuse others. He's known as the accuser of the brethren, to blame others for what he's guilty of. Read Revelation 12 when you get a moment. And 13 as well. Here's Ron DeSantis, the good guy. Lionel Messi, right? Remember this guy? He's being sold to kids all over the world as a soccer hero. Folks, they all sold out. Okay, here's another one for you. George Walker Bush, who's in hell right now where he belongs. He's been committing, they called him the evil poppy. Here's his son, who's got a banana peel. He's got one foot on a banana peel and the other one in hell. John McCain was a total sellout. We all know that. Joe Lieberman, another one, all sold out. To Mike Bloomberg, America's mayor. Folks, look at this. Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, all showing their allegiance. Mike Huckabee, he's another one. I thought better of Mike. But there was a reason that he was governor. I met Mike at the RNC in 2012. I also seen Nikki Haley. Everything about her aura is weird. We got Jada Smith and Will Smith. He's a known sodomite. His name continuously comes up concerning the crimes that he committed against children and how he would force rape men. One of them happened to be his son, and also Justin Bieber. And that's Jada Smith. I mean, you want to talk about a mess. Look where their allegiance lies. Why do they have what they have? They sold their souls, is what they did. We go on. Jennifer Lopez. I don't think anybody cares, but she's an abs. Her name and her, she's all over the Epstein files. I'm sorry. She's probably on the Epstein files, but she's all over the P. Diddy files. Donald Trump came out shortly after and said he was considering to basically give grant him clemency. And yet in the face of kids coming out and saying all these, Denzel Washington was one, Russell Brandt was one. That's just the tip of the iceberg of victims that came out and said they were violating kids at P. Diddy's parties. Okay, I go on here. We have Vern Troyer, an actor. We got Robert Kraft. So we got the Tom Brady here, football player. You guys all do understand that back in 1989, Pat Sajak had a guest on his show. I played the video for you several times. It was on national television. But they had basically blew the whistle that the NFL is completely rigged from start to finish. It's all rigged, and it's premised on a pattern of casino-type gambling. And what they do is they get the quarterbacks involved to work with the referees. And as a matter of fact, it's in the NBA too. We also seen Shaquille O'Neal come out, say the same thing about the NBA. They already know who's going to win the championship. They already know where they're going the year before. Going back to football, we know what happens in boxing. We know what happens in baseball. It's all rigged, Americans. They're not there just by chance. You bow down to us, do what we tell you to do, and this is what we're going to do. I played video last year, and by the way, the Lord condemns all this, Jeremiah 11:12. Okay, but what you need to know is we played video after video after video of players that said when they go to boot camp for the NFL, they're taught basically not so much to rehearse the plays, okay, but to rehearse the script. They're going to tell you, we had some of these young guys say, well, next week this guy's going to get hurt, and then he sits it down, and 2 weeks later he's going to come back as the hero, and then they tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl. It's all pre-scripted. You can keep playing the fool all that you want to, friends, but there's a reason that the Lord told us to come out from among them, and this is the reason. We got Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, all sold out. We have Ronnie Coleman, bodybuilder. Same thing, friends. They weren't getting Ben Stiller. We have Ted Cruz, which he was just on a Tucker Carlson show showing his true colors. He's an absolute scoundrel clown is what he is. He thinks he's the Silver Knight. If you want to know what that means, go back to Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Watch that movie. It is very accurate. During the time that they made it in the 1930s, you have the politicians coming out trying to denounce the movie because of the accuracy of it. In that movie, there's a guy called the Silver Knight that was basically attacking the young man that came up that was trying to do the right thing. And then what happened is you had none other than that young man trying to come out. Jimmy Stewart is his name, and exposed the Silver Knight for who he was. And then henceforth, the end of the movie, I don't want to ruin it for you. It's called Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Watch it. It is fantastic. And it's historically accurate. And you'll understand that after you watch it. But Ted Cruz is another sellout. Morgan Freeman's another sellout. They didn't get there because they're nice guys. David Arquette is another one. I hope I said that right. Russell Simmons is another one. I don't know who he is. Bill de Blasio, another sellout. They called him a Marxist, but remember, what's the front for a Marxist? What's the front for a communist? They're all Jews. Okay? This is who they're sold out to, friends. And again, here's some more. We got Newt Gingrich. Again, I thought a little bit better of him. But we can see who they're all working for. They're not working for the American people. Here's Jimmy Carter. He told the American people he was born again. Just like every other president, I'm a Christian. They get into office and they turn on them because people don't want a judgment according to their fruit. Matthew 7:16-20. Jimmy Carter's another one. Folks, I can't make this up. Tony Blair, another one. King Charles, they're as wicked as they get, people. This is man's system. This is the hierarchy. But this is who they're working for. Ronald Reagan, had Michael Reagan on the show years ago. Spent some time with some of Ronald Reagan's friends that were on his board. And it was interesting that, as a matter of fact, I had a board member on my ministry, and that was an individual that ended up taking the shot, and she died. She was a part of his Department of Justice. She was a really cool lady. But going back to Ronald Reagan, I was talking to one of his board members, and he said there was a time where Ronald said to me, I'd like to put a stop to abortion, but he said, you know I can't do that. They are not the president of the United States, folks. They are being steered. They're being driven because they're extorted, okay? Go back to the 1980s. You can see online headlines were Ronald Reagan and both George W. Bush Sr. They were busted bringing children through the People's White House at midnight. That goes back to the Franklin cover-up case, and it also goes back to Boys Town going on, okay? That's pretty much the gist of it. That's just the tip of the iceberg, okay? I just want to make clear, because I don't think I need to say this more than once, but you do understand, people, that what's going on is foreign to our Constitution. What our forefathers established concerning the Bill of Rights, the Declaration, the Constitution, and the laws enumerated, they're at war with them. They're at war with them. So either we're going to remain a free people and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, or we're just going to let it go. And don't sit there and cry about how you lost your rights. You didn't lose them. You forfeited them. You forfeited them. They don't have a right to do what they're doing, but they're doing it because the people are so brainwashed that they don't even know the difference. Now, folks, I say that for the purpose of not because I'm angry at you or I hate you. No, I'm trying to get you to open up your eyes to understand how you're being played, how you're being lied to. You are being lied to, Americans. You're being lied to in a big way. What you're seeing happening in your country for the last, what, how many decades in this country is completely unconstitutional. Remember, and I'll end it with this, Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon. Oh, speaking of which, I don't know if you guys know who, you know, I'm just going to pull this up really quick so you can see it for yourself, because it's a great dovetail to the end of what we're talking about. You guys all remember that John Glenn was the one that said he went to the moon, right? Well, outside of the fact that not a lot of people believe that we went to the moon, what Kubrick did, Stanley Kubrick did, is he came out right before the end of his life, and he basically divulged information during a radio interview, again, towards the end of his life, and he had said that the whole moon landing was a hoax. And the reporter, or the interviewer asked him the question, so why are you saying that? The guy sounded uncomfortable with what Stanley was telling him. And he said to Stanley, he goes, how do you know that the moon landing was completely faked? He said, because I'm the one that filmed it. And it's not a rumor. You can go online and find it. And it's amazing how the mainstream media is trying to bury what Stanley himself said. This is very common for CIA. This is very common for the FBI. They go out. They're a part of a crime committed against the people. The mainstream media lies to people at large. And they prop up that lie, all the while knowing that it wasn't true what was sold to them. And on their deathbeds, they come out and they say, this is what really happened. Oh, it happens all the time. Americans, I'm not the one lying to you. Don't get mad at me. I'm the one telling you how you're being lied to. And you are being lied to on so many different fronts concerning what's going on. Going back to Senator John Glenn. Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon. He said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, this is before he died and went to hell, OK? Okay, and how do I know that? Because if you look at Scripture in Proverbs 19:9, not only does it tell us in Exodus 20, the ninth commandment, thou shalt not lie, but the Lord tells us what happens to liars in Proverbs 19:9. And it says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lie shall perish. And then when you look at over 21, verse 8 of Revelation, who are the first people to go into hell? Liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. That is the consequence of unrepentant sin before God. Luke 12, 4 and 5. John Glenn said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you tomorrow at 2 to 3 Central Standard Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. First-time viewers, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have those that are as the Sons of Issachar, who knew the times, that are contributors, telling you the truth that the mainstream media means to conceal. There's 8 to 10 articles that are posted every day. We have morning show host Tim Brown on the right side of social media platforms during his broadcast in the morning. Mine's from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. Also, check out our schedule. We're working on another date right now in North Dakota as we speak. We got another date coming up in Minnesota with two said representatives. And we're looking to November now or December for one more date before the year's up. If you'd like to book us, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. That's our offices. Also check out the store. Also check out our membership to become a son or daughter of liberty, because we have no sponsors. Without your support, we can't do what we do. We appreciate everybody that does support, and we're looking for cheerful givers, not dictators. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See you.